I'm Spencer Beckwith, 4KUNM. The Santa Fe Opera has thrived over the almost 60 years now of its existence because of the contributions of many creative people. But it was one man, only 30 years old at the time, who had the audacious idea of creating an opera company on a hilltop in an out-of-the-way location in the Southwest. And John Crosby carefully guided his success for the next 45 years. Craig Smith has written the first full-length biography of John Crosby, A Vision of Voices, just published by UNM Press. Craig, people have grand ideas all the time. Very few of them succeed. What qualities do you think allowed John Crosby to succeed?
I would say he had obsessiveness. He had a great love of music. He had a burning desire to be a conductor and family backing. Everything seemed to come together at the same time in those prime years after World War II, when the world looked very promising and things were easier perhaps than they are now.
One point that you also make in your book is that he was able to combine artistic vision with real business savvy.
Yes, he could keep things in his head for years. The story that he knew how many buttons would come off a costume to use the next summer, it was true. He knew how many cubic feet of concrete had been poured. He knew all that. He would pay bills himself with the help of two staff members. They would sit in a little production line and pay bills while his ever-present cigarette smoldered in the corner of his mouth.
Now, one might expect John Crosby, as a success in a very public position, to be garrulous, outgoing, but you show him to be a very shy person.
Very shy and very possibly, I won't say autistic, but a kind of genius savant. He had such amazing abilities, and yet his ability to interact with people was not very fruitful. Many people have talked about how he would just stare at you when you talked to him. He engendered fear a great deal because I think of his obsessiveness, but he engendered respect as well. Even though people might not like John Crosby, they deeply respected him.
One of the points that you make in the book, Craig, is that the Santa Fe Opera quickly became the centerpiece for Santa Fe's cultural allure. Why did John Crosby and the Santa Fe Opera have that kind of impact?
I think they added an awareness of music that had been lacking. People were aware of the Southwest in a literary sense, and they were certainly aware in an artistic, visual art sense. But there was not any musical spread of information, and I think the opera in that very first season began to put a mark on that. So all the arts began to be represented nationally in a way they had not been before.
Do you think that was inadvertent on John Crosby's part, or do you think he actually intended that to happen?
That's a good question. I don't know the positive answer to that, but John Crosby let very few things happen inadvertently, believe me.
Craig Smith is the author of A Vision of Voices, John Crosby and the Santa Fe Opera, just published by UNM Press. Craig will be at Collected Works Bookstore in Santa Fe on May 10th and at Bookworks in Albuquerque on May 20th. For information, visit unmpress.com. I'm Spencer Beckwith, reporting on the arts for KUNM.